रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पते नमः. किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 58. वेलकम न्यूज. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Sampati shed bitter tears of grief at the words of the monkeys, who spoke out of the depths of despair and replied, "He came into the world after me, Jatayu, who met his death, as you say, at the hands of the mighty Ravana. Age sits heavy upon me. My pinions are scorched out, and I cannot revenge myself as I wish upon the infamous Rakshasa. What can I be but an impotent witness and listener to these black tidings? There was a time in the dim past when Jatayu and I were in the flower of our youth. I believe it was when Indra slew the mighty Asura Vritra. One day we decided to try who could soar higher, and we flew round the blazing sun with the speed of thought, each bent upon defeating the other. The Lord of Day ascended his throne of light at midday, and the boy Jatayu was visibly affected by the fierce heat of the sun. My heart went out towards him, and I shaded him with my wings. Instantly, they were scorched by the blazing heat, and I fell headlong on the Vindhyas. Ages past count have I lain here, and what befell Jatayu thereafter, I know not." To which Angada replied, "Are you the loving brother of Jatayu? And wreak not dread vengeance on him that laid low the Vulture King. Grant that you are powerless at the present. What prevents you from acquainting us with the lair of the monster, should he chance to know it? Does he live hereabouts, the fool who sleeps in security under the sword of fate that hangs over his head, or have we to go farther to find him?" "My children," said Sampati, "weak am I, and feeble, and reft of my youth and wings. Hence, this is the utmost I can do to serve the noble Rama. 14 worlds that comprise the Brahmanda are in open book before my eyes. I have stood by while the Devas battled the Asuras. I was present when both united to churn the ocean of milk for the Amrita. One day I beheld Ravana, the Rakshasa, course through the skies, bearing aloft a young lady whom nature vowed to crown with every perfection. She cried out ever and said, 'Ha Rama, ha Lakshmana,' and was struggling with her captor as she cast away from her ornaments one by one. Like the rays of the sun on a dark mountain, or the chain lightning that blazes through the heart of black rain clouds, shone the white robes of silk of the lady on the dark frame of the wretch. I guessed that she could be none other than Sita, as she was ever, and calling upon Rama. Listen to me carefully, nay, with your hearts and souls, while I reveal to you the hidden retreat of Ravana. The son of Vishravas is he, and the younger brother of Kubera. From his sea-girt home of Lanka does he lord it over the Rakshasa world. Lo, see not his capital from here, 100 yojanas off? Vishwakarma, the divine architect, fashioned it for him. Lintels of pure gold, platforms of the same metal, curiously wrought, and golden walls, refulgent as the sun, dazzle the eye everywhere. There sits Sita in great despondency, closely guarded by the Rakshasis. Go from here to that Lanka, strongly girt by the trackless waste of waters, and you will set your eyes on the daughter of King Janaka. 100 yojanas from here across the sea as a crow flies, and you will reach the southern shore and come upon Ravana. Lose no time in making the necessary arrangements. I come of divine lineage and see with the eye of spirit. You will not fail to behold her and come back to carry the tidings to her husband. Kulingas, doves, and other birds of that species feed upon grains and are gifted with the power of distant vision. Parrots and such other birds as live upon fruits and berries are gifted with twice the power, which is shared by the crows too. the curlew, the waterfowl, and such like see thrice as far, vultures 4 times, eagles 5 times, swans blessed with beauty, youth, strength, valor 6 times. But Garuda and Aruna, the sons of Vinata, surpass all elves in might. Jatayu and I are the sons of Aruna, and I stand higher than all the members of the feathered tribe. I see from where I stand Ravana and Janaki most clearly. We are alike in strength and spiritual vision, we and the sons of Vinata. My innate power and the rare diet on which I live enables me to behold every moment what takes place in the Isle of Lanka, 100 yojanas from here. We have to catch sight of creatures far away and slay them for our food, while fowls see the object at their feet and live upon them. I have a heavy score to settle with the Rakshasa for having basely done to death my beloved brother. But age sits heavy upon me and dims my lustre, while my life currents falter. Seek you some means to cross this watery desert. Proceed to Lanka, behold Sita, and come back crowned with success. Take me to the water's edge, for I would offer libations of water to the manes of Jatayu, who even now sits enthroned in glory. The monkeys accordingly took him to the sea and saw him back safe to his nest. Boundless was their joy, for had they not at last definite and clear news of the whereabouts of Mother Sita? Mangalam Kaushalyendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhiye Chakravartiye Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.